What happened to him?
He caught cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice.
He was hoarse.
He did a little, and he
was coughing.
Okay. If he caught cold, he might say, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little
puny, sick.
Okay. If he went to bed and told you to get him up this morning, you might say he's still sleeping, better go.
Got a good night's sleep.
Yeah, if he wanted you to get him up this morning, you might say he's still sleeping, better go.
Better let him sleep some more.
Okay. If he had some medicine to take, and you went in and there was medicine still by his bed, you might say, why haven't you?
Medicine. Why didn't you take it?
Okay. If someone can't hear well, you might say he's getting a little
deaf.
If you've been working hard and you take your wet shirt off, and you might say, look how I've
been perspiring, sweat.
What might you call a sore place that might come on your skin?
What would you call it?
That you might have to cut open.
Rising. Sore place.
You think of a name that starts with a B?
Baba.
Okay. When you open up the boil, you know what's the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
Think of any other names for that? Any old-fashioned names for it? Okay. If you've got an infection or something in your hand so that it's bigger than it ought to be, you might say, my hand
is swollen.
Okay. Best time to open a blister is?
Some say not to open them. I'm dry up, but I don't know. I've always opened them when the place formed.
If you were in a war and a bullet went through your arm, you might say you have a
wound.
Okay. You know a name for a skinless growth in a wound that has to be burned out? Okay. If you get just a little cut on your finger or something, you know, what do you put on it?
Methylene.
Okay. How about something that's brown and stings?
Iodine.
Okay.